But that's always a lot of fun. But I've just always cherished our friendship because there are certain people who, when you see them, it's like, if I don't see you for a year, we'll pick right up where we left off and we'll just go and we can dance and we can have a good time. And another memory I had is I remember back in the old, because I've done this so long, I've had various guises, but when I was doing the original morning show here a long, long time ago, we had my 1,000th show at your place.
Yes, we did. I couldn't remember if it was 100 or 1,000.
I think it was 1,000. Yes, because I am the king of the mundane achievement. But I remember I had a tuxedo on.
Yes.
And it was like mid-morning lunch or something like that, but we were up there, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was in right at the entry to the dining room there. Yeah. People walked in and thought,
what the hell's going on?
It's lunchtime. Why is he wearing a tux?
Yeah. I think the question is, why aren't you wearing a tux? But we've always had a lot of fun together, too. And then I remember when I met my wife now, and I brought her here. When she Googled places to eat in Grand Haven and things to do, that came up. So, like, our first date here was at J-Dubs.
Oh, that's fabulous.
You know, you think of everything to do in town, it said J-Dubs.
So. And I'd like to thank my SEO people for making sure I came up on top. It's not all about the SEO. It's all about the, you know, doing a good job. But, yes, thank you for having your first date here.
And it worked out well because we're still married now.
It seemed to work out fabulously.
It did. So, I guess... You know, when I think about people who've been with us here for a long time on WGHN, who've done things off and on, I always wonder, well, why do you keep coming back? You know, why do you still, you know, if John pitches you an idea or something, what makes you keep coming back?
Because I love you guys. Mm-hmm. I just love you guys. Back so far, and we've gotten to know each other, you and John and, you know, everybody else who's come and gone. It's just a great place to be, and I'm comfortable, and... We have a good rapport. We can just banter back and forth easily. It's never staged. It's never weird. It's never awkward. Mm-hmm. It's just good stuff.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. And we appreciate you too. It's funny. I've been talking to a lot of people. I was at a meeting this morning about something totally unrelated to any of this, but somebody talked about, well, why did you stay? Why did you stay here in Grand Haven? Because, you know, they're like, well, why didn't you go off to the big cities and stuff like this? And, you know, when you're young, you think, I'm going to get out of this town, man. I'm going to go. I think I remember you were telling me, like, you were off in Traverse City or something like that. Mm-hmm. You'd blown this place off, and then you had the chance to come back. Your dad wanted you to come back,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then you realize, well, going home's not so bad. But this place is really a wonderful place to grow up, to raise kids. And when your whole world is here and you get the chance to, like you do with J-Dubs, to be in the heart of it and help people and be a part of that, and like I've gotten the chance to do here at WGHN, you know, don't get me wrong. I love Southern California. I love Los Angeles and Malibu and Newport Beach, but I can't top here.
No, the winters make me second guess myself.
Oh, yes,
myself,
yes, I know.
But in the grand scheme of things, you're right. Grand Haven can't be beat.
No.
And I think the proof in that is... how many people stay and how many people move here.
Mm-hmm.
That I know a ton of people who have moved here because they visited and they said, oh, it's such a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
We want to live there.
Yeah.
It's just great.
It does pull you in. And, you know, especially for my wife who came from halfway around the world, mm-hmm. and all she knew of it is what she saw online and stuff. And then when she got here and she's like, okay, I get it. I will stay. So that's definitely helps that she likes me too. But I remember, just going back to the night, because for those of you who don't know, we used to have this show called Jesse Bruce After Dark back in the rock and roll days when I was playing the Devil's music. And I would have guest DJs come in. And
I love the Devil's music,
well,
by the way.
Well,
thank you for that.
Yeah, he's got a good royalty rate. Anyway, I remember, I think I asked you, and I think I just pitched the show, or maybe you came up to me and said, okay, what's this all about? Because you wanted to do it, but you were very enthusiastic about doing it.
Oh, I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
That looked like so much fun.
And what we used to do is we'd have guests come in, and we would play the songs of their life, and you and your sister both did that. And then we would just sort of talk a little bit. And I remember at the time that it started, I don't think COVID was going on when we did it, but we were just coming out of COVID. But I think one of the reasons that idea worked was because people were stuck in their houses and they just wanted to hear some conversation, and nobody around here was really doing anything like that where it's just the people, you know, but we're talking, because normally if you're on the air, people are like, well, she's talking about the restaurant, and we were talking about anything under the sun. I think we even got, because you throw axes, I think we got into axe throwing, even talking
knives,
you throw knives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got into that.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was just a unique opportunity that the radio station afforded people to learn more about you. and also have a good time.
Yes, they didn't know that I like the devil's music and I throw knives. She seems like such a nice girl.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. But anyway, while we have you here, what's going on down there at J-Dubs? Anything exciting happening? I know you've got the new funky door window thingy on the corner.
Yes, yeah. I love my garage door.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting all decked out for Halloween. Mm-hmm. Bones About Town is starting 1st of October, mm-hmm. and everybody's got their skeletons out, I've got three for each business, and we're going to dress them up all funny, mm-hmm. and we're just getting things all spooky for Halloween. Soup season is in full swing. Boy, I tell you what, the minute that weather turns a little cool, the soup is flying out the door.
Yeah.
So we got yummy soups and Bones About Town, and we have prime rib on Wednesday nights.
Ooh,
yeah.
Very good stuff. I had one other memory of you, and I just remembered this. Because you have the store next to to J-Dubs.
Yep, the wine shop.
The wine shop. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this was, again, back in the days of the rock and roll station. And I was having a very bad day. I mean, every once in a while, and I'm sure you do too. Have you ever had one of those days where everything goes wrong, all the wrong people call at the wrong time with the wrong stuff, and you just had it?
Yep.
And I went up to your store, and I walked by. I was not intending to go in there, but I saw you standing there, and you waved, and I went in, and I said, I'm having a very bad day. I would like something to drink. And you just gave me a paper bag and sent me on my way.
I'm here to help.
Yes, yes. And I remember that, though. You just put it in a paper bag. You just go on. But tell everybody about the wine shop, because that's been going for quite a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it'll be 8 years. November. 8 years in November.
Mm-hmm.
It's going great.
Yeah.
It's going great. We're getting a following for people who like wine but don't really know what to choose.
Mm-hmm.
We can ask them a few questions and figure out what's just right for them. It's great. I've got a couple of customers. They just call me and say, hey, I want a case of wine. Your choices last time were great.
Mm-hmm.
Do that again.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
It
and
does.
Our imported cheeses that go with it are great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff.
Because you've got to pair the right wine with the cheese.
Or you can just eat whatever cheese with whatever wine, and it's always yummy.
Yes. Or you could be like me and just have Old Milwaukee and Cheetos and be fine.
And that's okay, too.
That's okay, too. That's okay, too. Well, anyway, Chris, you're in here with us now, and I just want to thank you, number one, for your friendship. I want to thank you for being a good sport and playing along, because there's certain people I know when they come in, no matter how farcical the adventure is going to be, you're just going to go, okay. And, you know, you don't say anything. We just go along with it. We have a good time. Chris is also, by the way, a witness to me at one of my other jobs. You saw me perform that wedding.
You're so good at that.
I am, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, people out there listening, if you're going to get married, he's your guy.
It was
touching and funny and beautiful, and
yeah,
it was amazing.
That was the Linton wedding, wasn't it not?
Yes,
yes it was. Yes, it was.
Shannon and Randy.
And I was very nervous when you came in because nobody had ever seen me do that before. And then I'm like, Chris, you know, I'm like, okay. And then you said, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm the DJ and the minister. And you go, you can do both? I said, yes, I can. And so we did. But yes, so she can vouch. I'm a fairly decent Universal Life Church minister.
Fabulous. Okay. Just fabulous. Yes.
But I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate everything you've done with the radio station over the years. And I always have a lot of fun when you come by. And if I see your name on the piece of paper, I'm like, oh, we're going to have some fun today. So
absolutely.
As a wise person once told me, thank you for being you.
And thank you for being you. And thank you also for doing the music trivia banter with me. Remember years ago?
We used to do that
the
on
music
Facebook. Yeah,
round
yes,
table.
Yes. Me and Jenny and Mitch used to do
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so fun and challenging because most people don't know music trivia like we did.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to banter back and forth with that.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that too. If I got some weird off the wall song, I know I can throw it at you. And
yeah,
you can,
I'll go,
you
I've
can
heard
relate.
That or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I know. I got a lot going on up here, and sometimes it's productive. So there you go.
I feel you.
Chris Weavers from JW's here in Grand Haven. And plug your wine shop one more time.
J-Dubs Market and Wine Shop,
okay.
705 Washington.
Right next door.
Come see us.
Right next door. All right. Thank you very much, dear. We're going to be back with more of the 25th Anniversary Spectacular here on 92.1 WGHN.
Take us with you. Download the free Grand Haven radio app. 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven. Spring Lake, Ferrisburg.
Tri-Cities Weather. Here's your forecast from the Pekins Weather Center. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, slight chance of showers, late 62. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, 73 to 76. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, very slight chance of showers, 62. For the 5-day forecast, visit WGHN.com and check out Pekins at Grand Haven. Same price, better service.
WGHN. All righty. Thank you very much, Mike Jukes, by the way. That is Mike Jukes. He is our weather correspondent. He is our meteorologist extraordinaire. And Mike, I just would like it known, Mike, he volunteers those services to do the weather. And he does, those forecasts are unique to us. So I appreciate your efforts, Mike Jukes, because he does the weather, so I don't have to. Because as you've kind of figured out, I guess apparently I do a lot, and I need some help with some things. So thank you so much for doing the weather, Mr. Jukes. All right, we've gone a little bit over. I have one final guest here for the show. And there's
Last but not least,
but there's a reason I wanted this fellow. If you could pull the microphone a little closer to your face.
Closer to my face.
Okay, there you go.
Yes.
So I wanted people who I have known for a long time, pretty much the entire time I've been here, and I've wanted people who I have a story with, I've wanted people who I have a connection to, and this gentleman right here, you will know why he was the last guest when we get going into this. The Reverend Dan Anderson from the Spring Lake Presbyterian Church. Hello, Reverend Dan.
Is that static or applause?
It's applause, I think. It's applause.
Well, and I came in just a minute before we went live.
Yeah.
And it's always fascinating to see, first of all, to see people. My gosh. I was reminiscing about sitting in this room here with Walter Lott.
Yes.
You know, and people, you know, they hear the radio, and so they have a picture that they paint in their mind of what we do or what you do, right? But headphones on, microphone in front of us, it's kind of surreal, kind of alienish, right?
Yeah.
And you were in this room, so through the glass. And I remember you said, because it was an off day and you put me on live radio, which is always dangerous. Mm-hmm. You said, Reverend Dan, I know a little bit about your background, growing up in a ward of the court and foster care, stuff like that. Mom was institutionalized, you know. Mm-hmm. And you said, and I don't want to paint you in a corner again, but you said, I have to believe that the church was kind of a sanctuary for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very transparent, and it gets me in trouble at times.
Yeah.
But it's who you are as well, and I really respect that. Mm-hmm. And I said, you don't go to church, do you, Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
And you leaned back, and I don't know if you, because you can't see yourself, but your face was very red.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, oh, man, I might have put him in a corner, and I didn't mean to do that. But after a few seconds, you said, no, Reverend Dan, I don't. And I have so much respect for that comment. Now, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, but I have so much respect because I said, Jesse, some of the meanest people I've ever met in my life, I've met in church. And there are a lot of people that are outside of church that won't go to church because of that. And so I think sometimes we need to be honest about ourselves, right? Yeah. But I was rummaging through the sacristy.
Yeah.
And because as Presbyterians, I'm not sure about FCC regulations, but Presbyterians, you know, we use grape juice, you know, for the body of Christ and the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll bring in some grape juice.
Yes.
And I poured, you know, cups of a little bigger than communion cups.
Yes.
And so, Jesse, I'm going to pick this up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to extend a toast to you, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out.
Let's clink them. Grape juice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're telling you it's grape juice, all right?
Yes.
Because here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember Rob Willey.
Yep.
Worked writing those jokes, you know, and you came in as an intern like a ballistic missile. And I remember going home and telling Diane, oh, my God, this guy is amazing. So for the years in the past that we've known each other, lots of joy, sometimes some pain.
Yeah.
Okay. And for the promise of pleasure, of friendship, and camaraderie in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings to you, my friend.
There you go. Thank you very much. L'chaim.
All right. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Oh,
that was a good
vintage. That's smooth grape juice.
That was a good vintage. Well, whew. Aha. Oh, boy, Reverend Dan.
There are people right now pulling over to the curb.
Yeah.
Saying, we got to check out that Presbyterian church.
Yeah, I tell you. Anyway.
First Sunday of the month, communion.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, boy. Do you, I'm going back here. I'm just curious at the church. You're not using live ammo over there, are you? I mean, you're using grape juice, correct?
Yeah. At the church? We can do either.
Oh, you can.
But most of the time, it's grape juice.
Okay.
I would say 99% of the time it's grape juice. And when it's not grape juice, we will have grape juice and real wine.
Live rounds.
And yeah, live rounds. I love that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then people can come forward and choose which they're going to take. But honestly, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so grape juice is a default.
Well, it was funny because a couple of years ago, and I'm going to get to the bigger story here in a second, but for a while we were going to church, and it was myself and Ella and my wife and my late wife's mother who passed away last Saturday.
Oh.
And we would go up to take the communion. And so I was in front of Ella, and I took a swig, and I'm like, that's the real thing. And Ella has never had any of this stuff, and she like spit it out. She's like, "What is this?"
Oh my god!
And you know, because you know, communion is a very
solemn.
And so she comes back, and Ella was just like, "I think that was real." And then my wife was like, "Well, these American churches, they're giving children out." But anyway, yeah, that was oh boy, huh. But anyway, that being said, I've always loved when you come in because you've done so many interesting things with your life. I mean, you were a policeman for a while.
Yep. I was with the department for 10 years, mm-hmm. certified for 8.
Mm-hmm. And then you love to scuba dive.
I've owned dansdivingservice.com,
yes.
If you're ever bored, plural Dan's and no apostrophe. And it's got a lot of photos of, but, you know, and I haven't been wet much lately, and I've passed off a lot of my stuff to Sean Turbitt, who is on the dive rescue.
Okay.
Great guy. Mm-hmm. But, yes, I love that.
Yeah. And then I know you're always traveling. I always see you and Diane out. You're taking pictures. You're doing strange things. You're always on the go.
We're going to Italy.
Oh, you are?
We're flying out.
To the boot, huh?
Yes. Well, we're going to go to Italy, and here's my way. I differentiate between tourists and travelers,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be the former.
Yeah.
I want to be the latter. I want to be the traveler, not the tourist.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to fight my way through a crowd mm-hmm. to take a selfie in front of a fountain. I want to, walk up the old steps, and I want to, see the people dine in the little mom and pops. That's what we're looking forward
to. Yeah. You want to see the top of the mountain.
Yeah,
that's, it's fun. I've often made this joke. My wife has lived around the world, and she's a very international woman. As my mother has often said, "You really married up, son."
That's true for both of us.
It is, yes, yeah, above the pay grade. Yeah, there you go. But I have I went to the Philippines this summer, and I went to Taiwan, and I traveled with her, and I think it's imperative that people need to travel the world, and you need to see how other people live.
Yes,
so you understand where you're coming from. But I loved the Philippines. And I mean, the Philippines was, you'd have absolute poverty and absolute wealth right next to each other.
Yep.
No differentiation. And,
yep.
It's interesting. There are people over there, I babies and diapers in the streets walking, on highways.
Yeah.
And then, major metropolitan areas. And then right next to a well-to-do, shopping center. So people need to see the world. People need to see the world.
We were in Manila. And we dove. Oh. We did a live aboard.
Did you go in the summer? I recommend that.
Well, we did a live aboard for a week in the Sulu Sea, mm. 7,000 islands, right?
In the archipelago.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just unbelievable. And then started off in Manila and then went to Dumaguete,
mm-hmm.
which is an amazing place. And it was during swine flu. That was a big thing.
Oh,
so
yes.
They really, the tourist industry was really hurting. Mm-hmm. And so I think we were the only party at the entire resort
mm-hmm.
Until I found out that you could get a massage for $8.
Oh, yeah. The dollar's obscene over there.
Oh,
$1 is worth 89 pesos. Gas was 89 cents a gallon. And I imagine you found this, too, like we did. When you go get your gas in the Philippines in your car, it's like over here. Back in the day, they used to fill it up. They would spit shine the whole thing, and then they're waiting around. And, yeah, it was the only thing about the Philippines is there's not a lot of green because everything has been – there's lots of cities. Unless you get up – like we went to Boracay where they filmed movies and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And Boracay was beautiful. And it was just, on the edge of the world, and you're out there in the middle of nothing. And it was some of to – borrow some of your handiwork, God's most beautiful creation out there, and you really, really appreciate that. The reason I
learned about a bidet. I know I'm interrupting.
A bidet.
But this is we were at the Manila Hotel, mm-hmm. and we were exhausted. We mm-hmm. got in. We had a little snafu with our travel agent.
Yeah.
And we walked in at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And all of the we were seasoned travelers.
Yes.
All of us were divers.
Yeah.
And we're all smiling.
Yeah.
And the next day, the tour guide said, who was waiting for us, mm-hmm. he said, "Are you? May I ask you a question?" I said, "Sure." He said, "Are you a part of a cult?" I said, "No, why would you?" He said, "Because you were happy." And I said, "I've learned, all of us have figured out, no matter how problematic things are, mm-hmm. a bad attitude doesn't make it any better."
No, that's true.
Yeah, but I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, no, I agree.
Well, I didn't tell you about the bidet,
You're
though.
You're talking about the bidet, because I have a bidet story, too.
So I went upstairs to the room, you know, Diane and I, you know, I went into the bathroom, which is, you know, my little cubbyhole.
Yeah.
And I wonder what this button is. Mm-hmm. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Well,
I said, "Diane,
come see."
She said, "What?" I said, "In about 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, because, and it's funny because my wife bought a bidet and she wanted me to install it, and I had horrible luck installing it. But bidets are very popular, and I did not know what a bidet was. And Ella, who was at the time, she was 13. And I said, "Ella, mommy got me a bidet to install. What's this all about?" And Ella said, "If you sit on it right, it wipes your butt."
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
You know, but and I love it when it's warm, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the we did the same thing. We came back to the States and we bought a bidet and I installed it.
Yeah.
And of course, what's the first thing you do? I'm sitting in the bedroom reading the instructions.
Yeah.
Diane is looking over the toilet and pushes the lever
and boom!
It sprayed her face, just sprayed water all over her head.
Yeah.
And I get to the point in the instructions just at that point and I said, "Water in face, wrong target above bidet.
Yeah.
Replace with proper target."
There you go. Yeah. Oh, it happens. Huh. Well, anyway, the reason I have you here, Reverend Dan, and I wanted you as the last guest, is because I so adore our friendship and the kindness and counsel you've given me over these years. And it's funny, I was talking to my mom the other day, and my mother said, "If you hadn't done radio, what would you have done?" And it took me a long time because I'm an ordained minister now. I marry people. I've done a couple memorials.
I'm feeling the competition. No. You know, I'm not doing as many weddings as I used to.
Well,
everybody's going with Jesse.
But no, but I it was funny. I did a memorial service for a listener who liked listening to me. And at the end, this person said, "Where'd you go to seminary?" And what I wanted to say was, "Well, I got it out of the back of Rolling Stone." But I just said, "No, but the funny thing is, and the older you get, when you start looking at the good book, and you realize, because I wrote the obituary for my mother-in-law who passed away. And the funny thing is, and the Bible has something for everything, if you think about it. Like, if you want a little piece of advice, you type it. Now, with the Google machine, you can find it.
The Google machine.
And I often think, you know, that might have been what I wound up doing if I would have had the discipline. But then I told my mom, I said, "I like rock and roll fast cars." I don't know if that would have worked. But
you'd have been very popular. You'd have done fantastic. You really would.
I have you here today because you are part of my story, and not only here, but my life. You married my late wife and I, and you came over, and I remember this story. This is a great story. And again, the point I'm making here is I would have never met him if it wasn't for the radio station. I remember my late wife and I decided to get married one New Year's Eve, and it was a week before, and I called you up and I said, "Are you doing anything on New Year's Eve?" And you said, "Nope." And I said, "Would you mind coming out marrying my girlfriend and I?" And you said, "Okay." And, you showed up.
I think I said, "I'm already married."
I think you said, something of that nature.
Yeah.
And you came out and, you married us and you didn't charge us a dime or anything. And you signed the paper and you took off and you did take some cake. But you had the whole garb on. I mean, you were all decked out. We got married in the living room. And, I remember that. And then 5 years ago today, my wife passed. And I remember I called back here to the station. I talked to Rose, who was here earlier. And I said, "Rose, it's not good. Thay's not going to make it."
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh, I'm sorry." And that, because that's when I'm starting to reach out to the world, like, this isn't going well.
You were up at Mercy.
I was Mercy. And all of a sudden, Leslie Cassis-Withen, God rest her soul, she called up. She said, "You need to get Reverend Dan up there." And I said, "Why?" Because, you know, in your head, you're not thinking. And she goes, "He can do the last rites or something like that." And I called you, and I seem to remember you were nearby because you were buying some sort of sporting goods thing. I don't remember, but you were close. And all of a sudden, you were there in like 10 minutes, and you got up and you got through that echelon of security, and you came in. And this part I'm going to tell, some people are not going to get this, but this is exactly why you are doing what the Lord wanted you to do, because you said the right thing at the right time. So my wife is here. They've pulled the pump off of her, and it's obvious that she's not going to make it. And you went over, and you leaned over, and you rubbed your hand through her hair, and you said, "Well, this just sucks, doesn't it?"
Yeah.
And you said it just like that, because she would have found that funny, and she kind of nodded. And then you started talking, and I don't remember that part, but I just know, like, okay, you know, because faith was very important to my late wife, and you talk her through it. And I, because you're like the first person outside of the family I'm seeing in the middle of all of this stuff in this day. Because when we woke up that day, we thought she might come home, and then we learned she had cancer, and it was all downhill from there. And here's this guy who I basically know from doing his, you know, commercials. He's basically, when I need him the most, he is there. So you say some things, and I think you say a prayer with her, and then you and I go out in the hallway, and I just fell in your arms because, like, you're the first person outside of my family that I am dumping all this on, and it's huge. And you kind of talk me through a little bit of the things of like, you know, this is what's going to happen when she goes. You need to do this. You need to talk to this person. You need to do this. And you gave me a piece of advice which has brought me so much comfort. And it came back to me this week when her mother passed away. And you said, Jesse, this is not going to make sense to you now, but it will. Sometimes death is the friend. You said that. And I thought, huh? But then you kind of went into, it's like you have to think of what they're in, where they are, the pain they're in, the kingdom that is awaiting them, the ascension, all that other. And I've often remembered that because sometimes death is the friend.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but sometimes it is. And it was 5 years ago today.
Wow.
And I remember all of that. I remember, it was funny because the line you said, it was just like, this really sucks. Because it does suck.
Yeah,
it does suck.
Yeah.
And if you knew her, she would have totally reacted to that. That's the way she was. And I can never repay you for the kindness and just the counsel you gave me of being there that day, because it was the most surreal day of my life. And I'm very blessed. I married a woman who was a widow. And you never... It was funny. We were talking about this at the funeral the other day. If you lose your spouse when you're relatively young or even older, you never really get over it. You don't.
Right.
You're always a little bit angry. Various people. You're always a little PO'd. You're always a little hot.
Fair.
You're always angry. It just gets a little less numb.
Yeah.
Day kind of thing. So that's
I miss my mom. Yeah. All, you know, we have become the threshold generation. You are becoming the threshold generation. Mm. And not for a while yet, but God willing. But, you know, I have become the threshold generation. In our, so when we get the family gatherings, I'm the old guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like great nephews. I'm like, what the heck? You know, I mean, when did that title come in? Mm-hmm. But it's just... to recognize that this is not the end of the story.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that a chapter is finished.
Yeah. And there is something out there.
Yeah.
And yes. So, friend, I am so very grateful you came in today. You were the reason when we laid all this out, the only one I knew for sure. Well, there was a couple I knew for sure, but I wanted you last because September 27th, while it is also my first day here, it is also the anniversary of my late wife passing.
Wow.
It always will go hand in hand. But I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your counsel. I appreciate your words. I appreciate your humor. I appreciate your grape juice.
if we have any more of it, we'd be crying right now.
We would. But anyway, I've got to get a couple spots in here that I'm going to wrap some things up. But Reverend Dan, thank you so much for coming in.
God bless you, Jesse.
God bless you too, good sir. I appreciate it. Reverend Dan Anderson, everybody. He is our special last guest. I've got to pay a little bit of quick freight. We are going to get you into high school football here in just a second. But there's one more thing I want to say to you before we wrap it up, and then we'll put a button on this very special day. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Coming to you from the WGHN Best Financial Credit Union studio. Best Financial can get your credit back on track and consolidate your debt. Take the first step by going to bestfcu.org.
When it's time to plan for an annual physical, or when there's a health issue you didn't plan for, you want care that feels personal and care that's convenient. From primary care doctors who see you as a person, not just a patient. That's Trinity Health. We're local and we're also backed by a national health system. Schedule online at trinityhealthmi.org/primary care. Trinity Health. We see all of you.
Join us this Saturday, September 28th at 10 a.m. for our annual Pumpkins on the Pier event at the Grand Haven Farmers Market. The first 125 guests will have the exciting opportunity to pick a free pumpkin and get creative with it right at the market. All decorating supplies will be provided, making it a fun activity for kids and adults alike. Once you finish decorating your pumpkin masterpiece, take a stroll through the farmers market to explore a wide variety of local vendors offering fresh produce, flowers, and delicious treats.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, I want to put a button hook on this thing. Nick Fleetster is chopping and ready to go, and he will be on with high school football in about 10 minutes. Him and Dan Start are going to bring you the Lakers tonight taking on the Wayland Wildcats. I want to say a couple things here at the end, and then we will we'll wrap this up. First of all, I want to thank everybody here at the station who made this day possible. This is not the kind of thing that we normally do. This is not what I expected today to be. It was. You know, I am very overcome with emotion and overwhelmed, and I'm doing everything I can to hold it in. But I want to thank Mike Toth. He worked very, very hard on this. I remember 1 year ago, he sat behind me. We had a guy in here painting or working on some project, and he said, next year's that guy's 25th anniversary. We're going to do something special about it. And we did. And then he's also laid the groundwork for our big celebration coming up on the 20th of November over at the Kirby House, which is Jesse Bruce 25 Live. And it will basically be a little bit more of this, but it's going to be out in public. People can come on out and say hi. And it gives me a chance to thank you for listening to me. I want to thank Mary Ellen Murphy, because that one over there kept her mouth shut about this whole thing from the state, and she did an excellent job of presenting that to me. I did not expect that. That's, you know, not many guys have a kiosk and a commendation from the state, so that's pretty cool. I know I'll forget some people. I've already thanked my family so much for their support of this. You, the listeners, who have graciously put up with me for 25 years, I know you have a lot of choices on the radio dial, but those of you who've stuck with me in my foolishness, and I say foolishness and because it's kind of what I do, but for some reason you like me and you've brought me into your homes all these years, I cannot thank you enough, because you have given me a chance to chase this radio show in my head that every once in a while I catch, but I haven't caught it yet. To all of the businesses and clients who have come in to visit us today or who've just done business with us over the last 25 years, I cannot thank you enough for supporting this radio station. There is a need for local radio in this country, in the world for that matter. I've often said I think the future of radio is local mom-and-pop stations, because they can always do things that the bigger stations can't. You know, they can say, hey, is my son's football game going to be on? It certainly is. Hey, why did the house on Route 4 catch fire? Hey, we can tell you. So I know I'm probably forgetting some people, but to everyone who listened today, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with me. We have the high school football. I have my dear intern. Well, now she's our sports producer. She's over there, Olivia Contreras. She's chomping at the bit. Hey, I've got to get this stuff going. I got to do one more thing here, and then we are going to go. I'm going to leave you with one song. And there was one song when this all came up that I wanted to play, and I will tell you why I wanted to play it. I have loved this song since I was 19 years old when it came out. And it's a great song because, to me, great songs are ones that the words are not necessarily literal, but they sometimes are. The music behind it is very special. It fits the day. And the title might throw you off a little bit, but when you kind of understand why I like this song, I hope you will follow along. And here is the story behind this song. As I mentioned, a song with Reverend Dan. 5 years ago today, my wife passed away. I was driving home. I was on Beechtree, and I stopped at the Sunoco on Beechtree. I had run out of gas. I was on fumes because I had been going back and forth to Muskegon, and I had just been on fumes. I hadn't stopped to get gas. And as I'm getting out of the car to pump the gas, my phone rings, and it says National Eye Registry on my phone. Now, for those of you who've lost someone relatively young, you know the National Eye Registry. These are people, they will call you within like an hour of your loved one being pronounced dead, and they will ask if you'd like to donate their eyes. And at that moment, I was so numb and in such a bad way, and I didn't yell at the woman or anything. It's a very noble thing they're trying to do. And I just said, no, I appreciate that call, but no, I can't do that. And I got back in the car, and I was just in this, it's the worst feeling in the world. And then I believe that is why, for whatever reason, this song comes on. It's back in the days we had Nights with Alice Cooper, and he was playing the song, and it wasn't a popular song 5 years ago. But it came on, and I caught it about three bars in. And this song, I often think, was like just sort of a gift from above that, hey, you're going to start to heal. It's going to be a long road, but trust me, just play this record, and you're going to be fine. You're going to start to heal. You're going to grow. You're going to get over this. Well, you never really get over it, but you're going to get better. And I listened to the song all the way home. I laid in my bed at night with Fern, and I played the song dozens of times on my phone. And it means a lot. I've actually played the song at weddings. I played the song at funerals. And I think it's a fitting song to wrap up the day. It's by one of my favorite bands, a criminally underrated band, if you ask me. And I'm going to leave you with this. We've got high school football coming up in just a bit. I thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm Jesse Bruce, and you are listening to 92.1 WGHN. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. And good night, Mother. Thank you.
you know.